Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. As candidate for president, Donald Trump frequently promised voters on the campaign trail that he'd bring back jobs in coal country by eliminating regulations on power plants.
Trump digs coal. Look at that. Trump digs coal. That's true. That's true. I do. I just think you're amazing people. And you watch what happens. If I win, we're going to bring those miners back. You're going to be so proud of your president. You're going to be so proud of your country. You watch.
Since he's been in office, the president has staffed the Environmental Protection Agency with appointees tied to the coal industry. And now the EPA is preparing another industry-friendly move, one that would undercut the agency's ability to regulate mercury, a toxic byproduct of burning coal. Here to help us understand all this is Sean Riley, air quality reporter for E&E News, which covers energy and environmental issues. Sean, welcome to The Takeaway.
Good to be with you, Tanzina.
So, what exactly is this proposal looking to change, and how important or significant would it be if it were implemented?
What the administration is proposing to do here, according to officials, is not, at this point anyhow, affect the actual emission standards for power plants that burn coal and thus emit mercury. It's to look at the underlying cost-benefit analysis that the Obama administration used to justify the need to regulate mercury and other toxic pollutants from coal-fired power plants.
I had no idea that mercury was a byproduct of burning coal. Can you tell us a little bit about the impact that that has environmentally on people who live in communities like this, on the food that we eat?
It's very serious. Mercury itself is dangerous. Once it's in the environment, it's often transformed into a compound called methylmercury, which is extremely dangerous. It's a neurotoxin, which means that in adults it can impair speech, motor skills, give you sort of a pinprick sensation. Of even more concern, though, is the impact on children in the womb. There it can affect brain development, cognitive development, caused a whole host of problems.
And the acting director of the EPA, Andrew Wheeler, is a former coal lobbyist. Are we surprised that an industry insider is trying to change the rules in favor of coal?
Not particularly. Mr. Wheeler, prior to joining EPA, was a lobbyist for the largest privately owned coal company in the United States, Murray Energy Corporation. Last year, the CEO of the company, Bob Murray, essentially sent the administration a wish list of regulations that he wanted to do away with or suspend. And the mercury and air toxic standards, as these regulations are officially known, was on that list.
Now, there is a familiar name that is coming up in this story. The coal industry unsuccessfully tried to undo this regulation in court, and a judge named Brett Kavanaugh had a role in that decision. Can you tell us about that?
Well, his role was more as a prelude to the ultimate outcome. Judge Kavanaugh is on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, which handles a lot of cases involving federal regulation. In 2014, the appellate court upheld the mercury standards. Judge Kavanaugh dissented, and he raised the cost issue that later emerged and is now the impetus for the administration's reconsideration of the analysis underlying the mercury standards. And it was an argument that was picked up by the Supreme Court in its decision. Judge Kavanaugh rates his dissent in that case as among his 10 most significant decisions.
Now, again, I just want to reiterate here that mercury is an extremely toxic byproduct of burning coal. Are there folks on the other side who are trying to stop this or regulate this from going through?
Well, it's still so early. The administration has sent this proposal, it says, to the White House Office of Management and Budget, where we'll undergo a standard review, and then they hope be made public within the relatively near future. At that point, it'll go through a public comment period. There, I think you're going to see a considerable opposition emerge, both in written comments and presumably there'll be a public hearing as well.
Sean Riley is an air quality reporter for E&E News, which covers energy and environmental issues. Sean, thanks for being with The Takeaway.
You're very welcome.